Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. Today, my intern, Kiara, is going to share another one of her insights on jellyfish. Take it away, Kiara.
Thanks, Steve. When you think of fossils, you probably first think of dinosaurs. But what about the billions of other fossils found around the world, such as insects, leaves, fish, and even worms? It seems impossible for some of these to form. Charles Darwin even thought so. He wrote that no organism wholly soft can be preserved. This statement would include jellyfish. However, tons of jellyfish fossils have been found buried alongside dinosaur fossils. But how? First, we have to understand how fossils form. A fossil is formed by sediment covering a dead organism. Over time, the sediment around the animal hardens, forming a perfect model of the previous creature. This process, however, is extremely hard to perform on a soft creature like a jellyfish. Nature magazine confirms this in a February 2002 article by stating that waves and sand destroy their bodies before they can be covered in sediment, which is essential for the slow process of fossilization. So how could a boneless, squishy jellyfish possibly be fossilized? Scientists have discovered that soft tissue creatures like jellyfish can only be fossilized in very specific conditions. Large amounts of sediment must be deposited rapidly over the jellyfish, leaving no time for the jellyfish to decay or be eaten. Scientists suggest that the only way these conditions would occur would be a rapid flood that mixed the jellyfish in with the sediment being torn through the water. These conditions and the resulting evidence fit perfectly with the biblical account of Noah's flood. This amazing example of how science fits with the Bible proves just how powerful and strong God really is.
Thanks, Kiara. For more information, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our podcast, available now on all podcast platforms.